Hello, and welcome to the hashtag Woke Settler Podcast. My name is Eric, and I'm joined today by my good friend Liam. Say what's up, Liam.
Hey.
Before we get started today, we want to say that we're just a couple of non-Indigenous Canadian high school students doing a research project, and we're by no means experts on the topic that we're going to be speaking about today. We're just learning about it and spreading the knowledge to you guys. So, Liam, please, describe today's topic to our listeners.
Yeah, our topic today is all about Indigenous people in sports, particularly hockey. We'll talk about the true and deep roots of hockey history, how racism in hockey is affecting Indigenous communities, and how racism is affecting Indigenous players in the NHL. And lastly, we'll be talking about the Chicago Blackhawks maybe needing a name change.
Yeah, very well said, Liam. I think we should start with the history of hockey, you know, give our listeners a little lesson on who deserves recognition for creating the beautiful sport we know and love today. So take it away, Liam.
All right, then. I want to first start off with speaking about Indigenous hockey history. Now, I've played hockey my entire life, and I can admit that I actually didn't know it was created by Indigenous people. Interestingly, I learned that hockey was actually played in the 1600s in Nova Scotia as the earliest version of the sport. Cricket was what the Mi'kmaq tribe would call hockey, and before colonialists started manufacturing rubber pucks, it would use frozen wood apple, which is just a cool fact I thought I would add. Although Indigenous people are early founders to the sport, they have not been very welcomed and accepted. The NHL was created in 1917, yet the first Indigenous player didn't join the league until a stunning 45 years later in 1952, named Fred Sasamuse.
Yeah, I just want to add to that too. Ironically, Fred played for the Chicago Blackhawks, but we'll dive into that later on in the show.
Yeah. Some Indigenous players are hockey greats like Grant Fuhr, Reggie Leach, and Carey Price. And also just a few days ago, Zach Whitecloud won the Stanley Cup with the Vegas Golden Knights. Congratulations to him.
Woo.
However, since Fred Sasamuse, there has been 80 Indigenous players who have played in the NHL officially. That's just 1% of all NHL players of all time and 1.5% of Canadians.
Wow.
First, colonialists steal their land, and then they steal their sport. Like, how's that fair? Indigenous people have been a huge contribution to the sport, and is not talked about enough. We have to continue to grow the sport of hockey in Indigenous communities, and although hockey history is becoming better with diversity, we still have many things to improve. We have examples that we'll get into shortly.
Yeah, one of those examples is actually the NHL athlete Ethan Bear. Ethan Bear is an Indigenous hockey player who plays on the Edmonton Oilers. He was born in 1996 and raised in Ochipawas Nation, which is near Whitewood in Saskatchewan. For a while, he played on the Ochipawas MHA youth hockey team, and in 2015, he was chosen to be on the Edmonton Oilers as the 124th draft pick, which is quite impressive. In the 2021 season, the Oilers were knocked out in the first round of the playoffs by the Winnipeg Jets. And in one of the games, Ethan made a turnover that led to the Jets tying the game, which sent it into overtime where the Jets ended up winning. And a number of Oilers fans went online and decided to degrade and direct racial comments towards the Indigenous player, claiming he was the reason they lost. But, you know, hockey's a team game, and like the mistake of one player does not dictate the outcome of a match.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that, and I was like 12, and I remember just being confused on why anyone would ever say this. Like, if I'm 12 years old and I realize that it's wrong, and you're an adult person, like you have to clue in. Like, there's no way 12 year olds should be understanding this, and you're not.
Yeah, exactly. And after the series, Bear as well as the Oilers came forward with a statement condemning the comments and standing up against the racial remarks. The statement says, "The Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club is disappointed in these disgusting, cowardly, and racist remarks. But we have witnessed progress in the area of equality and inclusion. This reprehensible behavior demonstrates we still have significant work to do. Ethan Bear is an incredibly skilled hockey player and a beloved teammate. His community-minded efforts both here in Edmonton and Saskatchewan represent the qualities any organization could possibly ask of its members."
Yeah, great player, great person. But due to this incident, there has been a huge outpour of support and donations to Indigenous sports organizations. The organization Spirit North, founded by Indigenous cross-country ski champion Becky Scott, saw an increase in donations of $10,000, all citing Bear as the reason for donating.
Wow.
This just proves that no matter what level you play in hockey, there's racism, and this is a problem that needs to be fixed immediately. We got into this earlier, the Chicago Blackhawks. The Chicago Blackhawks name debate originates from various opinions on whether the name is related to a graphic design, is respectful to indigenous culture, or if it's disrespectful. While some say the name and design honor and pay tribute to indigenous people, others say it perpetuates stereotypes and cultural exploitation.
Yeah, the Blackhawks organization has taken measures to resolve these complaints, work with Native American organizations, and raise cultural knowledge. But disputes still continue, and the final decision to alter the name lies with the team's ownership, stakeholders, and the NHL, taking social sentiments and the purpose of diversity into account.
Yeah, I personally don't know which side to take. Like, I think both of them provide good points. However, I think I'm slightly leaning towards a name change.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that, Liam. I would agree with your opinion there.
How racism in hockey affects indigenous communities. We saw a TSN report, an interview to spread awareness of racism that still exists in youth hockey. The guests on the interview were Davina McLeod, Logan Prosper, and Connor Roulette, a WHL player who is currently drafted with the Dallas Stars, similar draft pick to Ethan Bear. Davina and Logan began opening up with how they experienced racism. They both explained that they were playing hockey, and that, like every game, there's chirping. For non-hockey players, this means trash talk. They admit that the trash talk is part of the sport, but it crossed the line and started turning into a hate crime. Other players began making stereotypical war cries and racial slurs. Warning, these next comments are offensive, and you may not want to hear them. However, they are quotes and from a report, not me or Eric. Davina says that her chirping escalated into her being discriminated by being called a dirty fucking Indian. When both these players informed the ref of their incidents, the refs acted like it was nothing and gave the players no consequences. However, incidents like these should be taken seriously and are to result expulsion from the league or hefty suspension, at least. Because the refs didn't do anything, both Davina and Logan went to the board of the league, seeking higher power. Originally, they wrote emails, but were getting ghosted by board members. It took major pushing just for them to even get a meeting. Finally, when they were to speak to the members, they were left in defeat. The members basically said that the players have apologized and swept it under the rug. Davina and Logan both disappointed with how the members treated the situation, as I would be too. They felt in disbelief that this kind of thing was still happening in 2018. And honestly, I'm the same. Like, how is this happening still?
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Another Indigenous player, Connor Roulette, tells his story about how he experienced racism. He starts by explaining how when he was younger, at around age 11, I believe, Connor played for a all-Indigenous team. And in one game with his team, they played against another team that was being violent and making racial slurs towards him and his teammates, which I would prefer not to say or repeat. Connor has a lighter skin pigmentation, so coaches on the other team were saying he doesn't deserve to be on the all-Indigenous team, which is ridiculous. You know, they were saying this because he looked white, I guess, to the coaches, but he is still Indigenous and absolutely deserves to be on the team. Connor also talks about on some of the other teams he's played on, most of his teammates were white, and they would joke about stereotypes involving his culture. And they would do this in front of him, not realizing that Connor was Indigenous himself because of his lighter skin pigmentation. He would have to say and explain to his teammates that what they were saying was wrong and disgusting and rude. All three players, Connor, Davina, and Logan, feel that Canadians are rooting against them to succeed in the sport. And it's like players feel threatened when Indigenous players are better than them and feel the need to call them racial slurs. To raise awareness for racism in hockey, Logan has created a thing where players have a red tape game. This means that players will tape the bottom of their stick red to help support the cause. And I think Logan came up with a great idea, and I would like to see this, you know, all over Canada and the world.
Yeah. It's disheartening to hear about the racism that Indigenous players like Ethan Bear, Davina McLeod, Logan Prosper, and Connor Roulette have faced in hockey. And there's more. Like, there's more Indigenous players that face these. We just haven't heard about it.
Absolutely.
These incidents highlight the systemic racism that still exists within the sport and the urgent need for change. The fact that Ethan Bear received racist comments after a turnover in a game is unacceptable. No player should be targeted with racial slurs or derogatory marks based on their ethnicity. It's commendable that the Edmonton Oilers and the hockey community stood up against these comments condemned by the racism. The experience shared by Davina and Logan and Connor also shed light on the pervasive racism Indigenous players face in youth hockey. Trash talk is one thing, but when it comes to but it crosses a line when it comes to hate crimes. It can be a serious issue that needs to be addressed. The fact that the referees and board members didn't take appropriate actions or show empathy even toward these incidents is deeply concerning.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continue to spread awareness about these issues and fostering a more inclusive and supportive environment in hockey. It is important for everyone involved in hockey, from youth leagues to professional organizations, to take a stand against racism and discrimination. This includes implementing strict consequences for racist behavior, providing education and training on cultural sensitivity, and amplifying the voices of Indigenous players.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And by acknowledging and addressing the systemic racism within hockey, we can work towards creating a sport that truly embraces diversity, respects all players, and celebrates the contributions of Indigenous people to the game. It's time for the hockey community to reflect on its history, recognize the Indigenous roots of the sport, and actively work towards dismantling the racism that persists within the game. Through education, awareness, and a collective effort, obviously, we can't do this individually, we can create a more inclusive and equitable future for all players. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the #WokeSettlerPodcast. We hope this discussion has shed light on the important topic of Indigenous peoples in sports. Stay woke and stay tuned for our next episode.